Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Julian Upton, PharmCom's Editor-in-Chief, and I'm very pleased today to be joined by Ushank Agarwal, who is Vice President of Commercial Operations at HutchMed, an innovative commercial stage biopharmaceutical company committed to the discovery and development of targeted therapies and immunotherapies. During his career, Ushank has helped life sciences organizations successfully launch and execute on their mission to save lives. He's an accomplished commercial operations leader with broad experience across consulting, big pharma and startup pharma. Today he'll be talking to us about HutchMed's progress and its mission in the complex and rare diseases space, the importance of monitoring the patient journey in this space, and in terms of data and technology, what has changed over the course of his career and what is still needed to be done. Thanks, Ushank, for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you, Julian.
Just to start off, could you give us a bit of background on HutchMed as a company?
So HutchMed is a company which has a broad portfolio, mainly in the oncology space. We are headquartered out of Asia and have a few products that are commercially available and serving the needs of oncology patients in China and in the greater Asia region. We are present in the US as well. We are actively running our trial program right now, with the potential to commercialize in the United States. HutchMed has been in existence for a long time, more than a decade in Asia. As you can look at our website as well, we have a broad portfolio in the space of oncology, both solid and liquid tumors. And mainly our focus has been, you know, to serve the patients where there is an unmet need. And if you look at oncology, there is a lot of innovation happening across many companies globally. HutchMed's focus has been to look at those areas where there is a huge unmet need or there has not been much development, like we had in the areas of neuroendocrine tumors, colorectal cancer, small cell lung cancer, etc. And then our approach or philosophy is mainly, you know, to be really the best in class within those areas of unmet need. Maybe we are not the first in class, but to have the best in class where we have a therapy that is highly effective and more tolerable for our patients.
If we're moving on to the patient journey now, how important is monitoring that journey, particularly in rare and complex diseases? And how are you using technology to do that?
Great question. You know, I mean, if you look at patient journey, the way I divide the problem or the patient journey question at hand is in two parts. One is pre-launch, peri-launch, and then peri and post sort of come together. During the pre-launch phase, we really focus on working very closely with the marketing team, with the brand team, to use patient journey to understand what is that market landscape, what are the different treatment options that are available to the patient, and really work to understand the strategic imperatives for the brand, the tactical planning that the patient journey could inform the brand to develop their brand plan, right? And then by doing so, we really understand what the patient goes through. What are really some of the options that are available to the patients? What are the unmet needs for the patient? How can the company really adopt to adjust their clinical trial programs where they can expedite enrollment to their trial recruitment as well? Informs the strategic planning of the company in terms of what the forecast can be. How many people do we need in the field to really create the awareness for the brand to reach the right patient at the right time? So it's basically using all of that to find the sweet spot for our brand upon launch. When it comes to post-launch, that's when we really get into the segmentation and targeting the standard stuff to ensure that we are reaching the right doctor at the right time. As a leader, it's important to differentiate between whether you take the best of the breed systems and have multiple systems and then combine them together from a technology standpoint, or you really choose one system which provides you like a one-stop shop to do everything. In our case, you know, we went with Veeva as our one-stop shop system, which provides the technology or the infrastructure that can scale, number one. Number two, it provides all the data assets, such as patient longitudinal data, master data with Veeva Open Data, Veeva Link as the oncology thought leaders, stroke liaison data. And with all of those data sets, intelligence can be gathered through the infrastructure that's already in place. Everything is linked together. The time to gather insights really shrinks so that we can really enable that into action very quickly.
And actually, just to leap forward to that sweet spot question I was going to ask you because you mentioned it then, could you sort of explain what that is and how can you pinpoint it exactly?
If you look at it, right, as newer therapies are coming to market, it is becoming more and more precise around the kind of indication that a product can serve. There are specific biomarkers in place. There are only a specific set of patients that might be eligible. So understanding the patient journey really allows us to deep dive, and especially it's for in the United States where the data is so granular, to really understand where do we fit in and where can we really benefit those patients, where to find those patients that will be eligible for our drug, because there is a sequence in treatment. I mean, a lot of oncology drugs, you can see they are indicated for later lines. And even within later lines, there are biomarker requirements and other things. Understanding that patient journey really allows us to figure out which is that exact population and where is that population sitting with which physicians, which hospitals, so that we can create awareness within those key accounts. And that way, it allows us to also optimize our resources rather than going full blanket on. We can be very surgical and precise around resource allocation and also optimize our spend as well.
Your company takes a holistic approach to treating complex diseases, and you've talked about the future of cancer and immunology treatments continuing to be multi-pronged strategy. Could you give us some further details about that multi-pronged strategy?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you know, about HutchMed as well, I mean, we really look at the areas of big unmet need. That's number one. And whether treatment options are limited. Then we start looking at, okay, within that areas of unmet need, what's the best way to start? I mean, you start in later lines of therapy and then you move up. And within that line of therapy and that unmet need, what is our approach in terms of providing that benefit? Because there is efficacy and there is safety. Can we come up with a drug where there is an unmet need, but we are effective and safe at the same time so that the patient experience is good when adopting that therapy? So that's our overall approach that we take in tackling some of those complex diseases.
Can you talk a little bit about the products that HutchMed has brought or is bringing to the US?
As far as the US is concerned, we are actively enrolling and our clinical trial programs are going across a broad portfolio of indications in the oncology setting, both solid and liquid. The most recent one that we are working on right now is in the space of colorectal cancer, with many other indications to follow, like small cell lung cancer, anaplastic thyroid cancer, and broader indications within the colorectal cancer space.
And if we look at the industry in general, in terms of data and looking forward, what innovation is needed? What's changed in the industry as you've seen it? And what's the innovation do you think is still needed?
If you look at where we've come a far way along, what we were able to do a decade back, and every year, the scale of innovation when it comes to data and technology, not just for the healthcare industry, but overall, has been, you know, leapfrogging and exponentially growing. As far as the healthcare industry is concerned, or the life sciences specifically, the ability to mine data at scale is becoming a more of a requirement and a possibility as well. As patient data is getting bigger and bigger, our ability to mine is a key differentiator for the industry. And then the way we utilize the data, where it's not just quantity of data and doing the vanilla stuff that we were doing 10 years back, but to be really be smart about the data, to be more predictive around what is that next best action, is becoming a very common theme these days, as you will notice as well. In addition to that, one thing that we observe in the US and maybe across the world as well, there are more and more products, there are more and more pharma companies and more life sciences companies, as a result of which physical access to the doctor is getting difficult and difficult. Data allows us to really understand how to continue the story with a given physician once we start the interaction, versus going and repeating or starting from ground zero again to really continue the story. Can only happen when we use data the right way at scale, which will be an important thing for all of us as an industry to be aware of. And then finally, you know, what I would culminate this with is using it in the right context as well. So sometimes there are companies who take an approach where data is the only right science, and we make all our decisions based on data, which is one way to look at it. What my approach is to look at data, but then blend it with practical field intelligence, and then use that in conjunction with the primary intelligence from the field to then derive insights and conclusions.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks very much for joining us today, Ushank, and thanks for those insights into the patient journey and the technology and data around it, particularly. We'll be keeping an eye on HutchMed's development and the evolution in the US and around the world, and I wish you good luck with those efforts. So it just remains for me to say thanks to the listeners for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Thanks a lot.